In the same way musicians make a living by teaching and performing, many visual artists combine teaching and selling their artwork. Printmaker Duncan Dempster is one of those people. He's also executive director of Honolulu Printmakers, a 92-year-old community organization. They've had their presses in an active and well-run studio at the Honolulu Museum of Art School at Lina Kona since 1993. Dempster says, however, there are changes ahead.
I just concluded my teaching career at UH. I've taught there for 20 years. I used to teach two classes every semester, so that was kind of how I make my living. I would teach part-time and I would run Honolulu Printmakers part-time. A lot of us make our living partially by teaching. It's the same thing at the museum school. The museum school is closed. They can't offer classes now, and it'll be at least a year before they're up and running again with classes. And they employed tons of artists part-time to teach those classes. All those folks are missing that income. And you know, that income is hard to use as a basis for unemployment. So we're kind of shut down again. And I'm not sure what the next steps are, but from the Honolulu Printmakers perspective, we have to find ways to keep our membership engaged.
Directly on the heels of the museum closing once again, you came out with that search for a new location.
Yeah, we have been informed by the museum that we are not a part of the future vision for the museum school at Lina Kona.
What's your time limit at the museum?
Well, they said to expect pretty heavy work to begin in October or November. So we've got a couple months, basically, to find at least an interim solution. And like I said, I prefer not to move those presses more than once. But if we have to, we have to. So right now, we're actually, in addition to kind of talking to people that know about real estate and people who have buildings, et cetera, we're talking to our members and friends about what they envision this new studio being.
I see your community really expanding in the direction that I felt was happening at the Entrepreneur Sandbox.
I mean, there's definitely some linkages there for sure. You could draw a straight line from Gutenberg's press and his movable type to the internet, essentially. So in that sense, there's a linkage with what's going on at Sandbox, for instance. You know, the other linkage, honestly, is we are essentially a shared co-working environment in the same way that Box Jelly and Sandbox, run by Box Jelly. In a way, it's a similar kind of culture, right? A communal shared environment. We're a collaborative print studio.
It sounded like something possibly the city might like to get behind. I know you were talking with some people about Chinatown Gateway, second floor there. Hate to get up to the second floor with your presses, but...
Yeah, so we have looked at a variety of spaces, including a space the city owns right there on Nu'uanu'an Hotel. They wanted to do a month-to-month license, and that's just a no-go for us. We were talking about going in there and investing serious sweat equity as well as real money to retrofit what was essentially office space into studio space. I would really like 2,000 to 3,000 square feet in which we could establish this community access art studio, essentially a co-working space for artists and creative people. If we had more space, like 3,000, 4,000, or 5,000 square feet, we could develop an exhibition space that could serve the larger community on a rotating basis. We could nurture and support professional development and enterprise endeavors by artists. We could have a smaller gallery shop or a place where people could develop creative ideas into products. You know, printmaking does dovetail nicely with sort of commercial production of product. There's a lot of young artists who could get started in print and develop a small business around that. And we have members like that. We have members that run a small business based on silkscreen printing, for instance.
Really great. You know, how much can printmakers afford to pay in rent?
You know, we have a budget. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable sharing that. I think it would depend on the nature of the space. There might be a situation, for instance, where we could, I hate to use this term, but monetize a space to the point where we could afford $3,500 or $4,000 a month in rent. I consider that quite high, and it would require us to be utilizing, you know, every square foot of the space to run classes and workshops and have people selling their work and subletting space to individual artists, that sort of thing. We're hoping to find someone or some entity that wants to invest a little in us by helping us out with the overhead.
What's in it for the landlord is what I'm really looking for here.
We would bring sort of a ready-made element of community action and development. We've got all those members. I mean, we're talking hundreds of people that we can draw to see our programming, essentially. So someone with a space or a building might be interested in having that space activated. You don't want to leave buildings empty for too long. Instead of starting from scratch, trying to activate a space, for instance, we're sort of like ready to go, a la carte, turnkey. You can bring in this community and have sort of an active arts and culture presence in your space or your neighborhood or your development or whatever it may be. And we were talking about being kind of a long-term anchor tenant in what hopefully will still be a new arts hub for downtown. So the city and others, including the state, have really got to think about what's on the line for arts organizations. We're willing to do the work to kind of revitalize an area like Chinatown, for instance, and the arts can do that, but we've got to have some assurance. Maybe things have changed for them and they realize they've got to take a chance and offer some assurance that we could occupy a space for at least a few years. We need at least, you know, 3-4, preferably 5-year lease if we're going to actually do something significant.
Duncan Dempster is executive director of Honolulu Printmakers. Their annual print and book fair last November was at the Entrepreneur Sandbox, and they're contemplating avenues for this year's fair.